Zelniak, and if you could get Sparky, you know.
The head coach of the Wyoming Cowboy basketball team, Larry Shia, joining us here on the program. Coach, Happy New Year. It is a pleasure to have you on the program. How are you doing today?
I am doing great. Happy New Year to you guys, and hopefully you had some good family time.
I did. Spent a week back home in Oklahoma last week, and it was a heck of a time. Hopefully you did as well in between all this basketball you guys have been playing.
Well, you know what? We had a lot of that, but it was planned. It was healthy for us. We've had 8 road games. Actually, we've only had 7 home games. But for the team and the way we're built, I think even thinking back in June, we're not quite as stupid as someone might think. And I think we had a plan in place, because what I've been most pleased about this team, and you could take any sport, football, baseball, basketball, you don't want to have a team like this basically brand new, and you don't want them getting pummeled. So what we were trying to do was get them used to the road, pretty good teams, by the way, with pretty good records, no patsies, and at the same time, see how we would develop them against the best teams on our schedule: Houston, San Diego State, Cal, New Mexico State on the road. Those were teams that we sort of had penciled in as not only potential top-notch teams, but teams that had experience and were going to be placed in a position that, you know, they could be a wow team. We got them early. Our guys played well, actually, in overtime with Houston and overtime with Cal. A pretty good fight on the road in front of 15,000 in San Diego State. So all in all, I got to tell you, I'm disappointed, as all the kids are, with a couple of these endings. But for the bulk of the games, for who we are and who the they are, pretty good effort.
I'm glad you answered my question before I ask it, Coach, because that was what I was going to ask you, is looking at the schedule, looking at the teams you played, maybe the wins and losses aren't where you want them to be, but the efforts in a lot of these games have been right there, and especially considering how young and inexperienced you are.
Well, you know, Dave, we've been down 3 times in 15 games by more than 15 points. That's not good, but that's where we were. Each one of those times, I saw us with a different identity, maybe different guys, helping pick us up, and we either took the lead in those games or on the road in San Diego State, we cut it to 4 with the ball 2 times. To me, that tells you that there's some stick-to-itiveness, development, a level of toughness. Are we ready? No. Are we one of the premier teams? No. But I got to tell you, with 2 freshmen and 3 sophomores competing for playing time on the interior, pretty good job.
Coach, how do you get over the top and get over the hump there and get some of those wins that in those close games? Is it just getting more experience for these guys? Where does it start?
Well, we looked at some of these losses, and surprisingly enough, late game tie score in a couple of these games, missed free throws, and a couple untimely slips, a slip in double overtime by Josh with the ball to win the game against Houston, a slip by Josh on the court in Billings, Montana, to take the lead and win the game. So sometimes, you know, if the only plan is how do we get the win, you're leaving yourself for some disappointments with the team that we have right now. In fact, if you're looking for, are we getting better? Are we competing with the highest teams on our schedule? Are other teams that are like us able to compete with the better teams on their schedule? I've got to be able to give those guys both sides. I can't just be like, you're a loser if you lost the game, you're a winner if you won the game. That's not true. And that's very shallow. I got to be able to show these guys and tell these guys and teach these guys, if you play 38 really good minutes, in particular on the road in hostile environments, and then you miss a couple free throws, or they make a heck of a shot, which oftentimes the opponent does something well, I can't berate them, tell them how badly they're doing because they lost that game. I got to at least invest some time to talk about the 38 minutes that were pretty damn good.
Coach, I know you are fully invested with this team, but I'm curious, have you got a chance to see Larry Nance play at all with the Lakers this year? I was lucky enough to go down to Denver a couple weeks ago and watch him play, and it was so much fun because he's having a heck of a rookie season with the Lakers.
Well, I talk to Larry and or family at least two or three times a week.
Wow.
Pam and I try to watch him when we can, when he's on TV, but no, I won't have a chance during this stretch of 8 weeks. Maybe when our season's over, if he continues to play, I can sneak over and see a Brewer, a Horford, a Noah, a Nance, which I would love to do.
The nice part about it is once your season's over with, they'll go on for about another 6 months.
Yeah, well, it's a long year. They play 82 games, and then the good ones get over 100.
Good stuff. Wyoming head basketball coach Larry Shai joining us here in the Sports Zone. You get an Air Force team, and I was really shocked when you said this yesterday in the teleconference that since you've been back, that you know it's been tough at home against the Falcons as they've gotten you those times. You know, we know that they have that Princeton-style offense. What in particular, though, makes Air Force such a tough team to gauge and a tough team to beat sometimes?
Well, sometimes when you're in the role of an underdog, which Wyoming, whether we'd like to admit it or not, where we are and who we are, many times in the Mountain West, in men's basketball, we are an underdog. And Air Force is as well. And sometimes, you know, Americans love underdogs. So sometimes that role can be reversed. It's been tough. Their system is not the same as ours, but for 4 years, it's been similar in terms of, let's make sure that the other team gets outsmarted. Let's make sure the other team makes the same mistake. So we've had some really tough games all wire to wire, but we have not beat them in the AA.
I when you said that I just had to think back. I was like, wow, I just hadn't realized that. Does your success against DU this year with this team help out at all with what you're going to see in Air Force, or is it just are they two different teams right now that run kind of the same offense?
Well, they're different teams, but I will tell you, I'll be able to answer that question for you tomorrow night about 9 o'clock.
All right. That's fair enough, Coach.
Yeah, nice show.
Wyoming head basketball coach Larry Shiat joining us here on the program. You know, we talk about some of the newness on this show of the team and what that may get overshadowed by what Josh Adams is doing because he's having just an outstanding season. Have you noticed his patience level? Has he had to work on that at all this year? Has he maintained some patience, or is that something that he's had to learn as the season's gone on?
Well, this has been an ongoing process. I'm very proud of Josh. I'm proud of how he's playing, but I'm far more proud of how he's handled himself in the classroom, off the floor, and realistically, as I've told him over and over again since June, new role for you, new role for all of these guys. No one in the country, men's or women's, has since June experienced what we have. No one. And so I want him to put pressure on himself to just do one thing. Leave here with a legacy of a legacy of being an aggressive, polished person, a guy that has a level of discipline on and off the court, and most of all, a guy that was unselfish and tried to do something for the betterment of others. And let me tell you something, Josh Adams and his family will leave here with that type of legacy.
Coach, I don't even know exactly how to put this, but has Josh had to pull back within himself, you know, and I know that he's really playing well and he can do a lot of things, but have you had to kind of get him to maybe pull back a little bit early in games or whenever to maybe give the other guys experience and not have him take over just from the very beginning and want to do it all himself, but give those other guys an opportunity, give them the time to play and get experience that they're going to need when he's gone next year?
Well, Dave, that's a great question. And yes, both his coach and Josh have had to do that on occasions, almost daily at practice as well as games. So I can't ride him. Talking to Coach Donovan, you know, he's got Durant and Westbrook, and in his own world, it's very similar. How long do you ride them? How much do you ride them? And how often do you rely on others? And in this case, that's why we committed ourselves in June, although there were a lot of doubters. We're going to give 9 or 10 guys an opportunity each and every half. It would not be right. It would not be fair. It would not develop down the road any better if we didn't do that, because there are so many unknowns. When we first came back here, we inherited 6 seniors. We also brought in 6 freshmen. So we could rely a little bit more on Heath Schroer's seniors that year to get over the hump, or at least develop this culture. When we flipped it and these 6 guys all put their cap and gowns on and left last May, when June came, this is no surprise. I mean, there might have been a couple fans out there that were delusional and thought, yeah, they're going to win another championship. Like, okay, that's great. While we do that and while we win that other championship, why don't we try to make sure we understand, which is one of the toughest things in life, evaluate yourself and evaluate them. Who are we and who are they? And now let's go forward. Let's develop. Let's try to win every single day. I told those guys yesterday, how silly to make a game a must game. Every game we play is a must game. I've never heard of anything so silly. We played every game up to this moment as a must game. We won some, we didn't. And every game we have, be it Air Force, and then it's UNLV, and then we go on the road to San Jose, they are all must games. At the same time, we got to teach. We got to develop, because we are who we are.
Very good.
I want to take one quick comment, one personal comment to you, Coach, and that is haven't had a chance to talk to you since the new alignment was pushed through by the presidents for next year's tournament out in Las Vegas. But I want you to know that I agree 100% with everything that you said concerning the alignment and how they're basically screwing 3 teams on each side in the conference next year. And I think it's horrible, and I just want to let you know that I agree 100% with you, and so maybe I can get a reprimand from the commissioner's office for this.
Coach,
I appreciate that, Dave.
Coach, we'll see you tomorrow night. Thank you so much.
You got it. Thank you.
Thanks. Bye.